This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay.
Ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do the show.
Let's go.
We got it.
And I'm so happy to have the role that I have in this community, and Los Angeles and Hollywood and entertainment is a community.
Special place.
I think that I can confess that there was a period of time that we were doing this show where I was resentful or disappointed that I had ended up kind of in this role, right?
What was supposed to be a stepping stone to something else. And then something else after that.
A side hustle, or like, it's like, oh, I've got a consulting firm, but I'm like building also my own corporation.
Right.
And then it was not in the cards.
Something that someone would see and say, hey, here's an opportunity. We're investing in you.
That was an ember I nurtured for quite some time. Yes, that it would, and it never became a raging bonfire. It just wasn't to be. And then that led to some disappointment. And what I'm feeling today is grateful. And what I'm feeling today is lucky that we do have this, and that frankly, I wake up every day and I go, I'm going to go help people. Like, I'm going to do a show that actually helps people. Because there are a lot of shows out there that don't, not going to name all of them, but look at the fucking posters outside. Most of them don't,
Go to the website. I mean, just like easier to just go to the website and hit the shows.
Open your fucking podcast app and look at what else listen to. They're not actually trying to help anyone but themselves. And I started out hoping I would do that too, and it didn't happen. So now let me help others, the listeners, the guests, right?
Brannon
the muffin pan. Can you believe we got him? So, Brannon,
come scooch over a little more, buddy.
Get
come
a on, little closer.
I don't mean for my body language
come
to
on,
make kiddo. You feel like I feel cornered in this moment.
You're really squinched up in there.
This is as open as my body language.
Our body keeps the score.
It sure do.
Yeah. And I'm reading the scoreboard, and it's saying that you're on defense, right?
I think that to say my honest feelings in this moment, I just sort of felt myself. When you said that you could name all the shows that don't help people.
We said we can't.
No, I said I can't. I'm not going to.
Yeah.
Right. You're not going to name all the shows.
Can I name one? We're here to help.
Damn.
Can I just say the name of one?
Damn.
I hear the name of the show and I'm like, let me stop you right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't finish it. We're here to help ourselves. And no one else.
Well, it's delightful to be here, gang. Thank you for having me, and I'm glad that.
Gang.
There's some
gang.
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 Yeah, fellas, you tell me what you prefer.
I
I guess Mr. Clements and Mr. Davenport would be.
I guess it's
you know, you want me to collectively refer to you each individually by your last name.
Well, ultimately, we're here to talk about business, right? You're a businessman, as are we, and we don't have a rich history together. I'm obviously I'm aware of your work. I think it's great that you're doing it, but I'm not necessarily going to sit here and be like, you know, we're best friends. Just call me Fellas or call me like part of a gang.
For sure. You did call me Brannon Man and Gannon the Muffin Man. So that doesn't feel like Mr. Clements and Mr. Davenport necessarily.
I said Brannon Man the Muffin Man.
Yes.
As part of a whimsical intro to the podcast.
But so far, it doesn't seem like consistency.
That was
and
me
mutuality.
Talking to the fans. But then when I talk to you, I will, of course, call you Mr. Lee Mulligan. Right?
Mr. Mulligan's fine, for sure.
Okay.
What is it
about... Let me take a mulligan. Can I... Absolutely had to. And I can't believe that just happened.
And you,
let me
you
take
not,
a mulligan.
You have to give it up.
And you must be actually freaking out. Making that connection now, maybe for the first time.
It's true. There is a golf term that uses my surname, and that is
I made a bit of an error, a little bit of a it's not a bogey.
A faux pas?
Well, I was trying to use a golf term.
A birdie?
Oh, that's definitely not that.
A sand trap?
I made a bit of a sand trap with the initial attempt at your name.
Sure.
And so I do need to take a mulligan, and greetings, Mr. Mulligan.
But we're talking about cultural distinctions here. It's a network that celebrates dropping out of college.
Right, not being able to read, doing school, having any sort of degrees.
Speaking
of
birdies, celebrating like sticking the birdies up to teacher
flipping
and
the middle birdies
and
at
the dean.
Yes,
for sure.
And sort of this Peter Thiel
office,
style, like these institutions
folks.
Are corrupting you and what wokeness infecting you with the woke mind virus. We can obviously get behind this.
Of course we like that. And
there's a lot of reading into it. I have always sort of taken dropout.
But you can't read is the entire premise.
But yeah. I would say that it's probably, and again, I wasn't party to these conversations. I've always felt it was a reference to College Humor, the YouTube channel and brand that Dropout came from.
I don't know if these conversations were a party. I think they actually were pretty serious.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll say this, you know, I think there is something to be celebrated specifically in not learning the answers other people want you to memorize of how to think about things, but instead dropping out and going, what do I want to think the answer is? Mm-hmm. And what can I come up with? That's real learning. That's actually applying, you know, the supercomputer that resides within the cranium of the human animal. And I and I have to applaud that, you know, in this instance. But I'm not sure we're doing that. Like that's what's on the poster.
Sure.
But then
you
go to
that?
See
it's missing pieces. It's like not all the we see the intention and we really admire the intention, but a lot of the elements are missing.
Great.
Yes.
Well,
we're drawing from.
Well, he was about to pause you.
I was about to pause.
He was about to pause.
I was going
to
pause. Do you guys think that we are an educational media company?
I do not think you are any of those things. If this is not,
you don't think we're a media
this
company.
This is not a company in a way that I.
Well,
legally,
factually,
media
and actually,
company,
we are a company for sure.
It's on the computer. It's kind of like it's, you know, to me, it's like, okay, there's a lot of stuff on the computer. Like, is this really?
Where do
a
we
company?
Find your guys' podcast, by the way?
right here. We're here. We're
yeah.
We're,
only in this
we're doing,
room.
We're doing it right now.
For me, it happens in the room, and I, yes. and then I just I kind of have to let go of the outcome. You know what I gotcha. Mean? Like I can't be focused on the
and we
results. I have to focus on
time.
The process.
So we had a billboard that you could kind of see part of. It was sort of obscured.
My friend, we did 4 shows at Dynasty Typewriter,
mm-hmm.
give or take. You know, it's not like it's not just this room, but it is this room, and so much of it is about the process. And I would say even with Dropout, Operation Dumbo Dropout, that you can actually take that lesson and say let's work on the process. We don't have to be obsessed with what ends up on the screen. That's probably going to be a longer road to really have that reflect our goals and our values, but we need to alter the process. And what I would love, what exactly is your title at Dropout? I don't want to get this wrong. It's not just Mr. Mulligan. Yes, it's something else.
It's something else. So I am the creator and executive producer of Dimension 20, and I am a partner at Dropout.
Ooh.
Like he's like, it's a flex.
Yeah.
It's okay. just facts. It's just an answer to the question.
He said that.
You...
Well, adjusting his tie. Well,
visibly, there's a camera in the room. I'm wearing a shirt, a non tie shirt.
So here's my goal. Like, here's the, you know, and I know I just said let's not focus on the outcome, but this would be an outcome I would love to see.
Okay.
Based on the conversation that happens in this room that I feel like has been going pretty good.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's actually helpful intel for me.
Yes.
So what I want for you guys and for us, because it is a family, you know, it is, is that...
Sorry, we in this room are a family?
Our family, yes.
It's a family,
and we
right?
have a rich history, and we've been friends with you for a long time.
I tend to... Sorry, you've been what?
We've been friends with you for a long time. And like, I don't want to act like we're just coming in here like without this
yeah.
like deep context.
Ignore, you know,
that we have
before.
I tend to, yeah, the family thing. I tend to find that the term family gets bandied about in sort of the darkest viper pits of Silicon Valley. And it's the most exploitative practice that you can have. I remember working in restaurants
Boy.
That referred to it as family dinner rather than staff meal. Almost always family dinner restaurants were more exploitative
okay.
and abusive than
counterpoint, my family's nice, my mommy gives me hugs and kisses.
I think we're saying
okay,
the same
and
thing
then now
actually.
It's your,
I think we are saying
now
the same
it's
thing.
It's your
I just
turn
like,
to dispute
you know, just
that.
Like a little counterpoint. Like,
well, don't
treats.
You think that having
like,
don't you think that having a sort of capitalist overlord
buys me
sort
toys.
Of takes the position
just, like,
of
just
your mommy,
me. Mommy buys
it's pretty
me toys.
Evil.
Restaurants with family meal are the most toxic places to work. Okay, tell me you haven't seen the bear without telling me you haven't seen
that
the bear.
You already did. So don't even bother doing
and
that because
too
you're,
late.
You
now.
Just did it. You mm-hmm. already did that. So don't even
Cut
try.
Me.
And I know some of the people with the show, and they know the show. So
they don't.
They,
yes.
yeah.
Now,
they
when you ask me to say
the show again,
it'll be a little while or a long while, I guess.
Now,
but.
When you asked me to say my job, and I did, you called that a flex. But you just openly bragging that you know people who work on the bear—that's not a flex.
They could hear you say that, so you may.
So the podcast
want to...
does exist outside of this room.
Again.
Not for me, but
yes,
okay. I don't get to decide what other people do with it once
we
I
don't
leave.
Go like maybe you go with like do you guys have comments?
Do we have comments?
Is there like a little comments on your video?
When we release to YouTube or on yeah. social media, those clips do have comments. Yes.
Kevin, get some of the comments.
Okay.
Just
yeah,
I want to
see
what some of
yeah,
the comments
I
are.
I want to see what some of these comments
but
are talking
I,
about.
What I was going to say is the goal that I would have for you know, today is that by the end of the conversation that we have and through some of the process that we manage to apply now to Dropout videos, that when I am talking to a young up and coming comedian and I say, hey, what do you got going on lately? That their response is, I'm actually doing some stuff with Dropout.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? In that tone.
Yeah.
This is on YouTube?
Yes, we're on YouTube.com right now in the studio.
Is there a website that is actually yours?
Yes.
What's that?
Dropout.tv.
Go to that, Kevin. And are there comments on this?
No.
Coward!
We have a large fan Discord, which is where those fan conversations can happen. They just don't happen on the actual video player.
And what I heard when you said that was, I'm scared.
Right.
Do I'm I seem crying, scared? I'm scared.
Do I seem scared to you,
That's
Hayes?
What I heard. You heard you that? Said that? I heard gotcha. You say, I'm scared. I'm crying. I'm scared of people making mean comments on my own website.
To double back to my goal, Brennan, if I were to ask today a young up-and-coming comedian what they've got going on,
yes,
how do you think they might say that they're doing a show at Dropout?
Exactly like that. I'm doing a show at Dropout.
Okay. All right.
I would say. And I would, I don't.
But I want them to go, I'm actually doing a show at Dropout.
And here's rather how, than, and here's how
I'm
they
doing
act.
A show at Dropout. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You so know I, what I mean? I'm doing a show at Dropout.
So it sounds like you want to manage the emotional reality like of that. Just random I wanna, comedians.
Yes, we want the up, like, as if you maybe haven't heard of it, but they know you.
They know you
it.
Actually have.
This is the perfect, that's gotcha. The intonation.
I'm doing a show at Dropout.
I'm doing a show at Dropout. Gotcha. Do you know that? And it's like, If you don't, you're an idiot. Because what's happening now is maybe I'm doing a show at Dropout.
Yeah,
which is okay. That's okay. But I'd love to get to
I'm gonna try to dig deep, guys. Because I'm not gonna lie, and I think that maybe if people listening can hear it in my voice. I walked into this
you're
podcast
digging
studio
deep into that corner already.
Mm-hmm. When I walked into this studio today,
it's a
new-ish
sofa, and I just don't want the arm to shoot off. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I feel defensive because I think I was hit with a wall of the most hostile energy I could possibly feel as I walked in here today, and I kind of was caught a little bit off guard by it. So I think I have been playing defense snowflake. Since I've been in here. Sorry, what?
What sport?
Did you just see a snowflake, or are you referring to something
you
I said?
Hit with a wall.
I was hit with a wall of energy. I think you gentlemen know that you produce a wall of hostile energy. I think you're perfectly aware of it.
The most hostile energy, he said to me.
I'm going to try to dig deep and find something genuine here.
Brand man happening. The muffin pan is like the most vicious attack this man has ever received.
So,
and tell me you've never fought in war without
oh my
telling me you've
gosh.
Never fought in war. And don't even bother because you just did tell me that exact thing.
Yeah, I've never fought in a war, man. That's a great
I
point.
I said without telling me.
Yes. There was one rule.
Well, okay.
You had one job.
Okay. Well,
do you
the
do
last
that
time
on Dropout?
Do I do that on Dropout too?
That could be the name of a show. A that segment, could be the name of
a
game.
Segment at least. There's nothing called You Had One
There's
Job.
There's nothing called You Had One Job.
At this moment, no. I'm not aware of any segments on any of our shows that's called You Had One Job.
You do a segment on one of these shows called You Had One Job.
You have to guess their job.
Yes. You had one job. Somebody comes in there and it's like they have a unique job and the guests get to ask them a few questions and then we have to guess what the job is. That's fucking cool. I hear that. All of a sudden I go, I'm doing a show at Dropout?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's an interesting pitch. I'm going to take that on board. I feel like sort of, I don't know if you guys felt a kind of mirthlessness with which that pitch sort of rang out. It sort of came from a place that it felt like, I don't even know if you guys believed in that as you were saying it, which would be a red flag for me in thinking about adapting that and actually trying to execute it.
It's like the mirthless energy is like, it cuts both ways because you also went, I think what you wanted people to hear was, I'm going to take that on board. Mm-hmm. But what really came out was like, I'm going to take that on board.
Sort of inserted a comma into that sentence.
Very supportive environment you have here at Dropout where people pitch without holding their own bellies and like doubling over laughing. And that's not allowed. Now they're in trouble.
Mm-hmm. No one's in trouble. No, absolutely no one's in trouble. I
Definitely
didn't mean to
me.
Communicate.
I can't
Brother,
get in trouble
I know
with
I'm
you.
Not in trouble.
Yeah, no one's in trouble, and I really so I want to find something genuine here with you guys, because actually, if what you want is for Dropout to be a place that people are excited to work, that's also the feeling amongst everyone who works at Dropout. We want it to be an exciting and welcoming place to work. So it seems that our goals are aligned. I'm going to try to let my walls down in this moment, and I think that we can.
Let's get started. And in a sense, you already have, Kevin. Secure the document, please. Okay. Podcast release agreement. In consideration of my appearance in the podcast entitled Hollywood Handbook, I understand and agree to the following. Most of this is pretty standard boilerplate. Near the end. Moreover, Hayes and Sean are allowed to be permanent guests on any Dropout shows of their choosing, effective immediately. I hereby warrant that I am at least 18 years of age and have the right to contract in my own name. This release shall be binding upon me and my heirs, legal representatives, and assigns. Signature looks kind of stupid, but...
Now, how am I supposed to take that other than as antagonistic? How am I supposed to take the fact that my signature
that we want to be allowed to be permanent guests on any
well,
drop?
Hayes,
be
I
allowed
think,
to be, by the way.
Well, Hayes,
we
I think you know that's
be.
Not what I'm
no,
referring
to. I can't
to.
Be required.
It's just very yeah. clear in this. We don't have to do this, okay. but we are allowed to be.
I have the option, and I'd love to make it a place that I'd be excited about using this contract, which it was, yes. you know, to which you applied your stupid signature.
Gotcha.
And since you okay. made it very clear that gotcha. You are a partner, that yes. you have the authority, and your heirs, who I'm sure you plan on nepotistically giving the entire shop to, that we are allowed to be on these shows. Can we look at some of the shows, please? If we're going to be permanent guests on these?
Yeah.
There's no shows drop down?
So
it's just this?
So to be clear, well, you do have to sign up to get an access
to the
shows.
Even look at the drop. You have to sign up for the drop-down menu?
All right. So talk about what this is. What am I seeing here, Brennan? What am I looking at?
You're looking at an assortment of the programming that we offer on Dropout.TV. You have Ify Wadiwe hosting Actually.
Yeah, I know him. He's done this show before.
You have Dimension 20, which is the actual play TTRPG show that I host. You have Game Changer, which is hosted by Sam Reich, who's the CEO of the company, which changes the format of the game with every episode. You have Very Important People, hosted by Vic Michaelis, where we
Vic did the show too.
You're saying that so joylessly that it's frightening. You're barking it from
Again,
a place of absolute neutrality.
Want? Okay, sorry. Let me try and run that back for you.
Yeah.
Here it comes.
Okay, joy.
Here it goes.
Joy.
Here it comes.
Vic did the show too.
Right.
It's absolute 100% Ed Wynn.
Is holding my belly.
Vic Michaelis hosts Very Important People, which is where we get comedians and do awesome special effects makeup, and then they improvise as those characters. Dirty Laundry, hosted by Lily Du, is a fun drinking game panel
Disgusting.
Show. What?
Disgusting.
What? Dirty Laundry?
Dirty Laundry.
Nasty.
Well, it's an expression referring to secrets
Did
and gossip.
Did you say it's a drinking game panel show?
Yeah, they have drinks on the show.
Nice. Nice. It's for kids?
No, it's not. It's specifically not for kids.
Look at this shit. It's all for kids.
In what way?
Oh, my God. Look at it. It's for kids.
Look at what the next show
they're
is
dropout.
Go back.
They're dropping out of
go,
school.
Go forward.
Gotcha.
This
Dimension
is instead
20,
of school.
Fantasy High junior year.
Yeah.
It's not even for seniors because that's when they stop being kids.
Well, that's the setting of the story.
That's when we actually are adults for real.
You guys,
we're seniors now.
I'm a senior. You can't talk to me like that anymore.
And we can't be on punishment for doing skip day. They can't punish all of us.
It's a great point. But, you know, adults do, like the crew that makes Euphoria are adults, right? The people that actually make the show are adults. So Dimension 20 Fantasy High Junior Year.
Yeah, but those guys are cool.
Those guys are cool.
That guy, like, Come he on. Can hang out with kids and stuff, and they're like, this guy actually kicks ass. This guy's stories are bomb as fuck, and we get to hang out at his house and drink whenever we want.
Hey,
this guy rocks.
Hey, wait a second. I'm just looking at this photo. I think we maybe blew by. So Sam Reich is the host of Game Changer? Mm-hmm. One of the big shows?
And Make Some Noise.
Oh, wow. How'd he get that job?
He acquired the company when our parent company sold
brother.
It. He acquired the company when our parent company sold it.
Give me a break. Come he should on. Be like Amir and mm-hmm. acquire the company and then stop doing content.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
If anything, he can take a look at some content he used to make when he made content.
One of the things I'm the most proud of working at this company is that our CEO is actually a laborer at the company and makes two of the shows. I think that's a cool thing. I think it's cool to lead from the front.
It's labor, all right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like it's my water broke.
Hollywood Handbook.
Guys tend to think looking sharp means starchy Oxfords and stiff chinos rather than effortless comfort, but it is possible to have it both ways. Mack Weldon makes timeless apparel with modern performance fabrics for guys who want to look and feel sharp without sacrificing comfort. We're so excited to be working with Mack Weldon again. We wear Mack Weldon stuff. I'm wearing a Mack Weldon sweatshirt right now, but it has been, we've had a few years in the wilderness.
Great stuff. Yeah. We had a little bit of a period where we were not actively engaged in this partnership with them. It was really hard on us. I like to think it was hard on them. I don't know. That wasn't expressed to us ever. We
Nothing
struggled
was.
In that
yeah.
time.
And that was, I think, part of it was like really wanting to maintain a total separation from the partnership for a while. We are back. Mack Weldon, the underwear's great. The Ace sweatpants.
The sweatpants I have always loved. I recently ordered, and I will report back on them in the next ad, fingers crossed, if we have one, and I hope we do. What's going on? But I did order a polo shirt.
Wow.
A silver, and silver is their special fabric that is like antimicrobial. I got the Silver Peak polo shirt. And I don't really wear those, but I do kind of like them. And this mm-hmm. could be a whole new me that you end up seeing.
And so people might be asking, we'll just cover it in this ad before we move forward. What happened to Mack and Weldon, the prospector characters you used to do for Mack Weldon ads? Mack and Weldon are dead. We want to like underscore that fact. It was very important to.
Yeah, it was. It was not the only reason that yes. For the break, but we did give them their space. We did take a break, and Mack and Weldon wasn't not a reason
yes.
That we came to that place with this company, and so they are dead. You know, no reason to go into any of the gruesome details. Those characters have been killed, murdered. And that's how they're dead, was not natural causes, was not anything peaceful. They're gone.
Breathable underwear that keeps you cool, dry, and comfy all day. Crazy comfortable but elevated sweatpants from the Ace collection. The Silver Peak polo, the Silver Crew neck t-shirt. Great stuff. Get it at Mack Weldon. Timeless looks with modern comfort. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code THEBOYS. That's M-A-C-K. WELDON.com, promo code the boys.
Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate moms in your life and to trip their ass out, freak them out, make them feel like they're sipping some wavy gravy? Check out this idea I just had. Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving one as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos, which I did. And the photos that I preloaded are a photo of an Aura frame inside the Aura frame. And inside that one, there's a photo of an Aura frame with a photo. So I uploaded this. So basically, when mom opens the gift, she's going to be sucked into the world of M.C. Escher and forever lost on some magnificent journey of the mind. And it's like, this is more than a gift. It's an experience. Aura frames, thanks for freaking my bean, please.
Oh, no. Like, my mom's a square. She doesn't like to trip out, get freaky like that. Bro, you have no idea.
I hate to tell you, mama had a whole life before she had you, pal.
Yes.
No, 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 no. Mom gets freaky with it. So I think, you know, grandmothers, new mothers. Oh, wait, grandma, she would never be able to do this. Your grandma. Brother. Your grandma does drugs. Okay. So for grandmas, moms, aunts, even friends, but less so them, more grandma. Everyone loves an Aura frame. Freak their damn bean with the frame inside the frame inside the frame. It's infinity. It's everything. It's the universe in a single gift. There's no greater gift. They're guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages and to send them questioning the very nature of existence. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
So let me be clear. You guys desperately want to be on these shows.
I said we are allowed to
be on the show if we want. I wouldn't mind fixing the show first. I seem to recall.
Is this the only ones and one is in here twice?
No, there are more shows this week. Also,
there's
breaking
like different
news.
Versions of it. There's Game Changer.
We have breaking. We're not embarrassed. It's just not in this banner. We have breaking news. Dimension 20 obviously has multiple seasons. It's an anthology show. So Dungeons and Drag Queens is different from Fantasy High Junior Year. And then we also are releasing many more titles this coming year. We're actually going to double the amount of titles.
What
on the
are
platform.
Those about? Stealing You Had One Job, no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're good on You Have One Job. I think that'll probably, you guys can use
that. Yeah, we're going to be amazing on it.
I'll be really good on it.
So a bunch of stuff, Play It By Ear, another great show with Zach Reno and Jess McKenna.
Yeah. We had them on the show.
They've been on here.
And we did on theirs, one of the most famous episodes.
So yeah, we have Adventuring Academy I host. Total Forgiveness.
What is that?
Show.
Total Forgiveness? Total Forgiveness is an awesome prank docuseries where Ali Beardsley and Grant O'Brien compete in horrifying challenges to get their student debt recused.
Amir did that already as well.
Amir did that?
Yes, he did it. And it was fake, and he is being pursued by the law for that.
He is... in a lot of legal trouble. You want to do a prank war?
And then Kingpin Katie, starring Katie Maravich, is a great single cam series. You have C. Plum Run with Elaine Carroll, The Rank Room, Katie Maravich, Erotic Book Club with
So
Dave
she
Roth,
gets
Michael
to
Shunker.
Do two.
Who?
Katie Maravich.
Well, most Pistol of the Katie. People have done multiple. Like Grant O'Brien is one of the hosts of Dirty Laundry. He
so
plays the bartender.
Most of the people get to do two.
Sure. It's a cat. So it's the original College Humor cast.
Except College Humor is naming one of the shows, College Humor Chaos.
Yeah.
I thought you said Dropout was because they weren't doing it anymore. This guy can't keep his story straight.
Well, it's, a, you know, it's we have a library.
You had one job, bro.
You had one damn job.
So let's try to find where you guys would slot in.
Celebrity
here,
Slumber Party.
Bamboozled.
She was on the show.
Rekha Shankar.
And I'll tell you something else.
Mm-hmm.
What celebrities are we getting?
I think we had Jack Black.
Let's see. Wrong.
Pretty sure we had Jack Black.
Okay, just cut where he asked and cut where he said that they have Jack Black. Just cut that, please.
Oh, there's Jack Black.
Yeah.
We had Jack Black on.
Okay.
So is that's a celebrity.
And John Cho. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Eli Roth and Kyle MacLachlan. Okay,
yeah.
Cut all this.
Yeah.
Cut all this.
Well, I know there's only three episodes.
That's true. It was a limited series that we did back for the YouTube channel.
Extremely limited.
Yeah.
Extremely limited series.
So are you guys seeing anything in the sort of portfolio of shows that we have that is making you excited about what you would potentially bring to a
we
show?
We have Ben Stiller on this show once.
And I noticed... Did not see Ben Stiller.
Don Glover's done it.
On here? Gotcha.
Yeah, I guess Don maybe Glover's if you'd done a fourth episode, we could have had.
Mm-hmm. Just if you're going to do a limited series like that, and then it's like, oh, all our guests are big, and it's like, well, if we only did three episodes.
Are you guys angry because we had celebrities?
You just heard we had two really famous guests.
Two big ones.
We could probably come up with a third one
A third one would have been also, yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
If we were if that's what we were doing.
John Hamm.
Yeah.
John Hamm. So, yeah. Great.
Yeah.
I'm happy for you guys that you had those guests.
And they're all boys as well, which is apparently the rules for the celebrity slumber party, too. Notice every single one of them's a boy.
Gotcha.
Ridiculous.
Okay. Well, you know, we've had Rachel Bloom has been on Actually and has been on, I believe, Make Some Noise as well.
So she wasn't allowed to be on that show because it's boys only.
Yeah, only boys on that one.
The,
and we've had girls on the show, too. Caitlin Olsen on the show.
Yeah.
Well, incredible. I'm very happy for you guys that you've had these celebrities.
And the tone that you have, even when you say I'm happy for you, meanwhile, you've been coming for Hayes all day, standing on his throat for not having enough joy when he delivers things like, you know, she did the show or he was on the show and going like, oh, you know, you don't sound happy about it. And then you go, and I'm very happy for you. It's like, you're saying the word happy.
Yeah.
And it
doesn't sound like to me.
It's not a big celebration. Well, you're not saying we before or after.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. It's not a full-throated happiness. That's true. Because I'm sort of trying to throw, I guess, an olive branch. Because on the one hand,
because you want something in return.
I do. I would love for us to move to a place of genuineness and camaraderie. But I do see you guys sort of as a poison at the heart of the world. So there's an element where I consider
that's hard. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm trying to find a way to.
Okay.
I think there's something so profoundly venomous in this room and podcast that I am opposed to with all my heart and soul. But I keep trying to find a thing to start us on a road to something genuine.
People have described us as in the past being sitting on one of the knuckles of the world.
Mm-hmm. All the way at the heart of the world.
Yeah.
The Adventures of Kim Jong-un. Did you see this one?
Yeah. So I noticed they tried to bury that.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't on the banner. They took a gamble on that one.
We haven't had him on the show.
Have not.
So you got one up on us there.
For sure. For sure.
But notice he's a boy, so of course he gets to be.
Yeah, he must have had a slumber party too. Yeah.
We have and then you see some animated stuff here and some of the previous
we could do that.
Sure. And I bet you could, and I bet you'd do a great job. Everyday Acting, Dan Gurwitch, The Shining, there's Michael Trapp. We have an amazing cast and a lot of alumni from College Humor that now work all over the entertainment
industry. What's Badman?
Mm-hmm.
What's Badman?
Badman is a Pete Holmes series where he plays a parody of the Nolan Batman.
But this time his name is Badman.
What?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He's still doing that?
Well, I think it's really beloved and quite popular. But the so there's you know, a bunch of great shows here. And again, I'm not seeing you guys for all of the effort you put into.
That's right. You are not seeing us.
Yeah, you're not seeing us. But we're right here, Brandon. We're right here.
Will you please? See us.
Will you see
We're me? We're giving you everything we have here.
Yeah.
You know, you don't seem to want to hear any kind of notes or criticism on the show. So why don't
every
you
single
tell,
thing we bring
why
up.
Don't you tell me
no,
about a problem
don't.
You've
we
been
are,
trying to solve?
Everything gotcha. Is so perfect.
This must be a discussion that happens, right? That you have a problem you want to solve in there, and maybe we can approach it from something that you already feel is an issue. And that way, we'll all be aligned. Because it feels like you're going, this is great about it. And I'm going, okay, I thought that was one of the problems.
Mm-hmm.
So like, why don't you say what a problem is? And hopefully it's not something I think is great.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I would say to that kind offer, I would say, is there, you know, you guys brought me into this podcast recording and immediately, I think maybe illegally bamboozled me into signing a false document.
Immediately starts shoving it on the...
Right. It's a totally standard release form that guarantees us the right to appear in any Dropout show we want.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. And I will, and I mean, we absolutely will not be honoring probably that contract. I mean, 100%.
You heard it here first. One of the high-ranking officials at Dropout does not honor signed contracts.
Yeah.
So this will really get people saying, like, doing a show at Dropout?
Your guys' signatures aren't even on it. It doesn't seem like a legally binding contract in any way.
We're not the ones agreeing to let us do our own show. Like, we
so now
do
you guys actually
already.
Get your own show. It's not
well,
even
none
being
of
like
these
already...
feel like a good fit. Am I crazy?
Let's dig into the problem. Why do they not feel like a good fit to you?
Well, one thing is I'm seeing all these other people on them.
Mm-hmm.
There's no room for me to really go off. So what you're asking it's a little crowded. So what you're asking for, so I can understand, is what would make this more welcoming for your involvement would be if you had already been involved from the beginning.
Or is it an empty state?
How's Dimension 20 work?
Yeah, what happens?
Dimension 20 is an actual play where we invite comedians and performers to come in and play tabletop role-playing games.
I think I know some.
Like Dungeons & Dragons. I think you guys had Lou Wilson on the program.
Yeah. We actually already had him on the show.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I said.
Okay.
Yeah. You don't have to say it again.
So we can't agree on, like, we can't agree on one thing without you being like, oh, I said that. That's my territory. Yeah. No one else is allowed
only
to
say
that.
I thought you
wanted camaraderie and agreement. I was trying to agree with
you. Yeah, I understand. I don't think that's what you were trying to do. I don't think that's what you were trying to do.
I literally succeeded at
it. I've known him for a long time. He was trying to do that.
Okay. And if I'm trying to do something, you'll know.
Yeah.
And I was.
And it does get done.
What we do on Dimension 20 is we invite a group of comedians and performers on to play tabletop role-playing games. You're probably familiar with Dungeons & Dragons, which is a game we play the most often on the show. We play other
teams. Honor Among Thieves.
Oh, you're talking about the movie. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. The movie
just talking about the concept of Honor Among Thieves, but sure.
I'd love to talk about the concept of Honor Among Thieves. Do you guys feel that you proceed through life with honor amongst your industry?
I actually don't think there is any honor among thieves. I think these are stealers.
Yeah. They do stealing. So
yeah.
I'm not sure where the honor comes in exactly.
For sure.
I guess I'd have to see the movie you're so crazy about.
Well, again, those are words being put in my mouth. I thought the movie was lovely, actually. I thought it was a fun romp.
Mm-hmm. Pivoted at the last second.
Oh, yeah. I felt the breeze.
Everyone can hear that. Well, you're putting those words in my mouth. I thought the movie was lovely. just fucking eyes seeing the microphone and being like, oh, yeah.
Because he was sitting in the theater being like, I just said that. Mm-hmm. I did that already. Mm-hmm. I do the show about this.
Every fucking scene.
It was a fun movie.
Ooh, so
Wizard, real original.
They gather around. They play the game.
Yes.
Doing funny jokes and stuff?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, in a portion.
How much time do they have to think of a funny joke?
Yeah. Well, how much time would we get?
How much time would you get?
It's improvised, yes, sure. But how much time do they have?
I know it's improvised, but like, how much time do you get to work on your jokes?
Are you asking per joke?
I'm asking like,
I mean,
how much fucking time?
And
you say per joke,
they have to do more than one?
Jesus Christ.
How
long's the show?
Well, each episode is about 2 hours long. Each episode's about 2 hours long.
So 1 hour per joke, I guess.
That's longer than Dungeons & Dragons Honor Among Thieves.
So, yeah, it's actual play. So a normal game session of D&D might take 4 to 6 hours. So we're actually a pretty expedited, kind of lithe and limber show. And the amount of time you have to think of jokes is none. You're improvising. So you're doing it extemporaneously and you're playing a character, which means that you're sometimes doing dialogue as the character. Sometimes you're narrating the character's actions. And then other times you're just doing bits at the table with your fellow performers and comedians. You know, it's the nature of the game. It's sort of how the game is played.
Do you, and you have, like, how much of it can you be lying down for?
Yeah, can I, like, well, what's the pillow situation?
Yes.
Like, what's going on pillow-wise?
Real talk, Egg? We actually just got some pillows that have a heating and cooling function in the seats at the chairs, which is a huge, okay. huge win.
I can see how that would okay. be good for some people, but, like, that's going to set off my... whole system.
Having the temperature be exactly customizable to your taste is going to set off your what?
It's
his whole system.
My whole system. My internal regulation. System.
Having that degree of control over your environment is going to set off your system.
Speaking of improv, my body responds to a suggestion by like doing the kind of the most extreme thing possible. Mm-hmm. So if some outside force is like, hey, let's like heat up a little bit, then like mm-hmm. I am going to.
And you go, oh, well, then cool it down. Well, yes. Some outside force is cooled down. Then he's going to just take such a wide turn the other way. It's the kind of thing where this technology is making our lives better because mm-hmm. we can customize it. And what it does is presumes that we know what's best for ourselves, right? And that is a fallacy. I'm sorry. It's a modern fallacy that we're all just closing our eyes and following blindly. We don't know what we need, okay? Mm-hmm. What I would say is the only pillow that exists is actually oak leaves, a pile of oak leaves. This is what nature wanted. And I think we forgot the other way somewhere along our journey because there was actually
we used to have
already
oak leaves,
cushioning.
Now we have oak leaves.
Right?
Oh, that's right? an improvement.
Oh, yes.
It's wild.
Perfect. To keep the sun away. Yeah, we don't want the sun.
No. Mustn't have the sun.
Giver of life. Yes, can we block the sun somehow? It's just like, look at what you're even saying, Brennan.
What I'm saying? When did I talk about Oakley's? Literally, at what point? At what point? What's crazy, Sean, is I was with you.
I did say that
in the first half of what you were saying. I think that's
that
an interesting
crazy
point.
That you think you're with me? Yeah.
I actually thought it was an interesting point that maybe customizability and control actually is sort of not what a lot of people need.
Well,
and
it's
then you're
failure
talking about-
to adapt. I mean, it's like the human animal, you know, whose cranium houses this mighty supercomputer, is built to adapt, right? And we need different stresses, yes, mm-hmm. to help us kind of form ourselves around them. And this is how we find out who we are and what we're capable of. And when everything is just customized to these precision little needs and wants, what we do is we weaken and we atrophy and we become, no offense, but like some of these shows I'm seeing on Dropout where like we can't hold up to any scrutiny. We can't have comments on our home site, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because
yes.
God forbid
we'll piss our
one
pants.
Of the comments said something that made us piss our little pants. Like it really is sad to me. Mm-hmm. Because I think you're capable of so much more, but you need to open up the comments and they need to be the first thing you see when you go to the site, whether you subscribe or not.
I was about to suggest that we watch one of these clips, and then I looked at how long they are.
Oh, my God.
1740.
Oh, yeah, well, these
Jesus
are shows.
4102. Mm-hmm. 21822.
It's half an honor among thieves.
Yeah. Well, they're shows, guys. This is not clips. This is the full show.
These are shows?
Yes. These are shows.
There's a show called Cool Ranch Communion.
What's the name of an episode?
Why is that one 1740 and this one's 21822? It's the same show. It's your show. How about some accountability for once? Learn to account.
That first show is Adventuring Party, which is the shorter talkback companion series to Dimension 20.
Jesus Christ. Talkback. I see where you learned it. Did an entire show about it. And this is what we're teaching our little kids that we make our shows for.
Well, it's not for children.
I agree.
You know, Sean, there's parts of what you're saying that I agree with. I want to find common ground here. There's parts of what you're saying. There's sort of you end up arriving, you say a lot of poetry that I really agree with, and then arrive at conclusions like, we should only use oak leaves, not cushions.
Flattery will get you everywhere, my dear.
So the poetry...
It is poetry, isn't it?
And we need to, we got to get this.
Yeah, can you do a quick read of this while this we will have just be, you?
Oh, actually, yeah, this we need, yeah.
This is just for your all your socials and Dropout.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't, so you, the copy you've put here, one, misspells my name. It's not Brannon.
Brandman.
It's not Brandman.
So then why
it's not,
do people, why would people call you the Muffin Pan?
So in my life, only two people have ever called me the Muffin Pan. Also, just to be clear, so it's, this says.
To your face.
Yeah. You know, an analogy be. You might say, okay. I'm not going to read this copy. If one of you guys wants to read it, you can, but I'm not going to read it because it's not true.
You want us to read this copy for your socials and for Dropout?
Yeah.
Well, I can do it. I can sound basically exactly like you.
Okay. This is going to be hurtful. I think, you know, and to answer your question, Hayes, yeah, I'll be dead in the cold earth before I post this on my socials.
Okay, if you say so.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter. All your heirs are still going to have to honor the contract. Might be better for us. I'll take what's in the box at this point. So I can, nothing working out here.
Hi, gang. It's me, Brad and Mulligan. I just recorded my favorite podcast ever. It's called Hollywood Handbook, and I think you're going to love it. The hosts, John and Hayes, are now allowed to be the guests on any Dropout show, so you might start seeing a lot of them.
Might. You might.
Yeah.
And we're allowed to if we want to do it. We're probably not even going to.
We may not. And just it's a scheduling thing, too.
I honestly don't even feel like it.
At this point, I'm actually thinking that I might not appear on very many of them.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that you feel that way. We try to have a fun collegiate atmosphere over there, and genuinely
collegiate, the Dropout collegiate college.
Okay. Okay.
Fucking guys, school coded. It's very school coded. If I could just say,
how does it make you feel?
Not great.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, gang, you know,
this is why he doesn't want to do. You had one job. He doesn't want to fucking get a job. Just like school. Oh, I'm doing my grad studies. Why don't you get out in the real fucking world?
I'll be honest, gang.
Go to the zoo.
Yeah. See the baboons.
I'd love to go to the zoo, and I'd love to imagine. And I think, guys, you know, obviously that you've had some negative comments and critiques.
We're
but
not even allowed to post comments.
Yeah.
I meant here on your show, but yes,
that's
not
the only place we get. We have. It's the only place you've left us to do our comments.
The entirety of our experience has to be contained within the show. There's no other outlet for the comments.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's not all going to be roses and honey butter.
Go back
sauce.
To the YouTube comments.
Yeah. We have YouTube comments, social media comments. We have a customer service email, and we have a fan Discord. So it feels like there's a lot of place to sort of make your.
Am I the only one who thinks they really missed out on calling the award the Golden Globe?
Wait, how about this one? I'm going to bring back that Teddy like I'm fucking Roosevelt is the best sentence I have ever heard in my life. Bravo. Now this is the one who truly did drop out. That's the best sentence they've ever heard of their life. Doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
What part of it is losing you?
I'm going to bring back that Teddy like I'm fucking Roosevelt. What did he bring himself back?
Well, it's a line that has to exist in context of the show that's quotation marks around it means the fan thinks that that joke
on
was
in the
funny.
Show.
Well, you'd have to watch it, Sean. You'd have to watch it.
No, he's saying God, pony up.
The long game.
It's. I'm going to walk out of here with the knowledge that at the end of the day, even though you guys seem to dislike everything we're doing at Dropout, you wanted to be on it
best
enough.
Best sentence I have ever heard in my life.
You wanted
what
to be on it enough
tragedy.
That you tricked me into signing a contract.
Obviously never read the works of Joan Bidibid.
Joan who?
Joan Bidibid.
Joan Didion?
Or the great poet Pablo Nardwuar?
Pablo Escobar?
Oh my Pablo God.
You know,
Pablo Nardwuar.
I want to say too, you guys are accusing us of encouraging dropping out. I very much did go to college. I love education. I think it's a great thing.
Good, great.
What could I say that wouldn't get this reaction?
What was the name of your college?
I went to SUNY Ulster for the humanities, and then I went to SVA for screenwriting.
Money.
Is that the money I paid?
Somebody. Somebody. Probably me at this point. Thanks, Biden. Oh, and speaking of Biden, Biden.
That was a HeadGum podcast.